going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today is Friday, June 20th. The news sponsored by St. Louis Aquarium at Union Station. I'm Megan Lynch. Missouri's Whiteman Air Force Base awaiting word that some of its specialized aircraft could be sent to Iran. That would be to target an underground nuclear power plant. Whiteman is home to B-2 stealth bombers. Israel has already damaged the nuclear facility, but it could take the B-2's bunker buster bombs to put the plant out of commission. Missouri wants to do more business with France. Elisa Nelson has an update on Governor Mike Kehoe's trade mission to Paris.
The governor and a Missouri delegation are in France with the goal of bringing jobs and investments to the show. State. They are meeting with government leaders, diplomats, and business executives to promote the state. The delegation attended the Paris Air Show this week, the largest trade event in the aerospace industry.
We ended the day with Eric Lindbergh, the grandson of Charles Lindbergh, celebrating the 98th year that Spirit of St. Louis flew from St. Louis to New York to right here to Paris.
The group has also visited Schneider Electric's headquarters in France, which has a circuit breaker manufacturing plant in Columbia. Elisa Nelson, Missouri Net.
There's a new director named to oversee the transition of control of the St. Louis City Police Department to the state.
St. Louis City Mayor Kara Spencer says she had a good first conversation with Director Derek Winters.
Making sure that our local priorities are heard and addressed and prioritized. And I think that's going to be the case.
Asked if there could be litigation from the city against the takeover, Mayor Spencer said not before the board is sat, saying the tornado is taking priority for the city councilor's office. She did not rule out litigation sometime after they take over. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
An effort to tap into St. Louis's fashion heritage hasn't gone as expected. Michael Calhoun has details.
St. Louis, of course, has a long history when it comes to clothing manufacturing, especially when it comes to shoes. And the goal of Evolution St. Louis, which launched in 2019, was to try to bring some of that legacy back. KMOX has covered innovation in St. Louis for many years, so of course we were there at the start. The company has since shuttered, and the latest creditor to step forward to try to get paid back is United Healthcare, which says it's owed $36,000 from Evolution, according to the Business Journal. Some of the other creditors who are seeking payment from the now shuttered company include Hoffman Air Conditioning and Heating, DHL Shipping, a textile machine corporation, and a lender.
Evolution CEO John Lewis, in a statement, says they're working to get vendors paid as soon as possible. Another cyclist killed in the St. Louis area. A man struck this week near Grant's Trail off Big Bend. A cyclist was killed last September on the St. Vincent Greenway in North County, another near Gravois at Bamber in South City this spring. We're learning that boil order was lifted overnight for the Hill, Southwest Garden, and Northampton. A broken water main had caused low pressure. In Wildwood, the city considering a bill that some fear could become a ban on closing residential streets to vehicular traffic. Turnberry Place subdivision trustee Andy Crow tells them his neighbors are against the idea.
We got a total of 133 votes against opening the neighborhood and 7 votes for opening the neighborhood.
Turnberry Place Drive is currently closed between Clayton and Strecker Roads. Councilman Joe Farmer reassures there won't be a team with jackhammers coming to tear down gates.
It's the next if somebody drives a car into a gate, we're probably not going to pay to replace the gate. We'll just take it out.
The Wildwood City Council's next meeting is July 14th. A summer meal program for children in Missouri is underway. Tanya Harvey of the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services says an interactive online map makes it easy to find a meal site.
This year we have 950 sites, roughly, throughout the whole state of Missouri.
She tells Missouri Net that last year they served more than 4 million meals to children up to age 18. The meal sites are set up in locations where 50% of children qualify for free or reduced price meals at school. Harvey says children do not have to prove eligibility when they show up at a site. It's World Refuge Day, Refugee Day, remembering the journey refugees have taken. This one feels different than years past, says interim CEO of the International Institute, Blake Hamilton.
Understanding the impact that refugees really have on our community as business owners, as neighbors, and just the vitality and life that they bring to every community that they call home, and the importance of welcoming them is not just a humanitarian one, but there is an economic benefit to welcoming immigrants and refugees in particular, really uplift our communities.
He says if people feel moved to take action, supporting the International Institute is a great way to do so, either through donations or volunteering. The bimonthly community bazaar is today from noon to 2 p.m.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.